Vita, VETA, Jackson, JACKSON, 7/17/48. Today's the 17th. Sorry, the 18th of January. 75-year-old woman with history of myocardial infarction comes in today with left neck pain. Patient had similar symptoms when she had her MI back in summer of 2023. She's having some shortness of breath, but then she's a heavy, heavy smoker. She doesn't like to stop smoking. She's 75, but she looks like she's 95. Given her chest pain, her shortness of breath, we thought the best course of action would be for her to return to the emergency room. She is very adamant about not going to the emergency room, but I told her we don't have the ability to take care of her here. And if she goes home and she has an MI, she can die of sudden death, medical problems. See 9/27/23. Surgery, 9/27/23. Medication, see list. Allergy, codeine. Social, smokes, doesn't drink. Lives with family. Family history, stroke, hypertension, lung cancer. Review of system overall, just having issues with cough, congestion, left-sided neck pain, and symptoms of chest tenderness from time to time, but mainly neck pain. Vital signs were skipped since session is going to the emergency room now. Heart positive, some of two lungs are clear. Lungs few, bronchi, abdomen soft. TMs are clear, skin shows no rash. Patient is awake, he's no distress. We'll send to the emergency room for further evaluation. Number one, chest pain, off and on. Number two, exacerbation of COPD. Number two, next number is chest x-ray needed. Next number, abnormal, we'll get an EKG, CPK, troponin. Next one was the ER was called to let them know that she was arriving for further testing at this time. Thank you.